Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast, where we count down things so insane we've never seen them before. It's insane that I can do this every week. Let's get started. Insane thing number 7. This is one of the most insane stats I've ever heard, and that's saying something. Trump's National Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent, that's an agency of the federal government, testified about the number of known terrorists Joe Biden caught and released at the border. It's jaw-dropping.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases, facilitated their entry into the country.
Dear God, 18,000? So, folks, these are people who are either on our terror watch list, there's about 1.1 million people on it, or the international terror list, or both. Now, understand something, okay? These are just the ones we caught and released. These are not among the ones that were certainly in the 2 million known gotaways, those who snuck over the border, those who, for whatever reason, and you got to be a bad guy, said, no, I don't want the free plane ticket, the welfare, the hotel nights, the free Obama phone. Not for me, no. I'll just keep going over the border. Yeah, and we know there were 2 million, by the way, because we've got very sophisticated sensors in the ground. So this doesn't count them. This is just the ones we had in our custody and released. So where are they now? Here's what former Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Jonathan Fahey, said on Fox News about that.
We probably have no idea where almost all of those people are right now. And what's really scary about it is the numbers, frankly, jaw-dropping. But, you know, he said these are the known people that came in. So we have no idea how bad it is because we have all this world of the gotaways, the people that came in not through our ports of entry, that the Biden administration just basically wasn't enforcing those either. So it's really, really scary. And it just shows, reinforces Kristi Noem's point that we need to get these people out and be aggressive about it, because it's life or death in many cases, since we don't know who they are. And what's really shocking about this, knowing these facts, the Democrats still fight virtually every single deportation and make it so much harder than it needs to be, even though public safety is at stake.
Why would Democrats do this? I mean, besides being evil demons in love with destruction, there's a simple reason. From the Somalis to the Afghans they brought over without vetting to the bulk of these terrorists, they have one thing in common. They are Sunni, not Shia, Sunni Muslims. Those people on the terror watch list, not all, but most, are Sunni Muslims. Those that tend to practice their jihadist beliefs. Those who feel they cannot get into heaven unless they participate in jihad in some way. Is that why Democrats want them? No. Democrats want them because they vote Democrat at the highest rate of any group on earth. Shia only votes Democrat at about an 80% rate. Sunni is about 92, 93. And they have large numbers of children. Remember last week when I told you the New York Times wrote the shocking paragraph where they interviewed the lawyer for the Somali fraud convicts? And he was saying, yeah, pretty much all of them came to understand that the Democrats weren't going to stop them from defrauding the federal government, weren't going to stop them from defrauding the state of Minnesota. Why is that? Again, Sunni Muslims. Anything they want, they can have. By the way, that wasn't the only shocking thing somebody said at that hearing. Take a listen to Democrat Congressman and clearly clinical sociopath Benny Johnson describe the execution-style shooting of those two National Guard members in D.C. by that Afghan Sunni immigrant Democrat voter. He's talking to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem at the time. You can hear the awe in her voice at his psychopathy.
NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist attack.
No, wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. Shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation, but you blamed it solely on Joe Biden.
That right there is something you don't hear very often. It's how Democrats talk when the public's not around, when it's just them. He just forgot himself. He's kind of older. They don't give a damn about human life. But then why would they? They're Marxist. They've been practicing the classic Marxist system of oppressor and oppressed for a while. They secretly all admire Stalin and Mao. Well, not that secretly. They're not really hiding it anymore. Stalin and Mao. Stalin killed about 100 million people. Mao, yeah, roughly 50 million. So, folks, those who'd be killed by the 18,000 terrorists, a couple dead National Guard members, not a big deal. Marvel at this for just a moment from this week, okay? We have Democrats running around screaming that the blowing up of ships to kill narco-terrorists is murder. But when you kill the same guard members they've been calling Nazis all week, that's just an accident, an unfortunate accident. Folks, this right here is so revealing because it's how they think. Here's Fox News' Carly Shimkus and former deputy director of the Department of Homeland Security, Jonathan Fahey, reacting to that.
An unfortunate accident, he said. An unfortunate accident is like sleeping through your alarm. And this is coming from the top Democrat on the House Homeland Security Committee. Is it going too far to say that the mentality that allows somebody to use that descriptive to describe something as horrible as this is part of the problem here?
He is part of the problem. The Democratic Party, by and large, is part of the problem because they are constantly defaming our law enforcement officers, calling them Nazis, calling them kidnappers. And that puts them in greater danger, puts all of us in greater danger. And it's really shameful that this young woman was putting her life at risk on a holiday, and to dismiss it as just some unfortunate accident is one of the most disgusting things you hear. And I don't want to dismiss it as just a slip of the tongue, because he didn't seem to really want to walk it back. And it does seem to be part of the overall mentality of disparaging the men and women that go out there and protect us every single day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Insane thing number 6. In my lifetime, we've never seen a president fight for the American people like Trump does. In my lifetime, under mostly globalist rule here in America, globalist presidents, it's considered gauche to travel around the world and project American interests. Better we lose quietly to people like China or Europe. It's only fair they have a bigger share anyway. We're bad people. You know, we owned slaves once. All right, well, some of us did or something. That's been the animating philosophy in Washington. Not anymore. Just a quick roundup of some articles that show you that Trump is coming after trade and trade deals in so many of these countries with the ferocity that China is. It's literally blowing people away. Here's just a sample. Headline, Danish spy agency now views U.S. as a possible security concern. The Danish Defense Intelligence Service, this is Bloomberg, one of two key espionage agencies in the Nordic nations, says the U.S. is increasingly prioritizing its own interest and now using its economic and technological strength as a tool of power, also toward allies and partners. They liken the strategy Trump is using to China. Now, keep in mind, China uses a strong arm. Trump is too. The U.S. president has not ruled out taking the Arctic island using military force, they write. But then there's the carrot. Quote, The United States uses economic power, including threats of high tariffs, to enforce its will and no longer rules out the use of military force, even against allies, the agency says. Now, obviously, I don't see Trump taking Greenland, probably. But it shows you the Chinese style he's adopted here and how effective it is. Speaking of effective, just one anecdote from this week, and you'll see what I mean. This week, the EU Commissioner of Industry complained because they'd scheduled a flight to Brazil to talk about a rare earth mineral mine where rare earth minerals are extracted. Quote, 3 days in advance of when their visit was supposed to begin, we were told that the Americans had come by, put money on the table, and bought up all production until 2030. We knew they were busy, but we assumed there was no money available because of the shutdown. They had already taken that into account. The money had already been set aside. We've never seen a president advocate for us economically this way before. It's resulted in $21 trillion worth of trade deals the world over. Many already have invested in the U.S. Again, folks, keep in mind, it's not even a full year since Trump's taken office. And the results, as far as narrowing the trade deficit, are already impressive. Here's from the New York Times. U.S. exports are up 6% over last year, rising to their second highest value on record, while inflation-adjusted exports of consumer goods are the, get this, largest ever. Let me repeat that. Inflation-adjusted exports of consumer goods are the largest ever. The seasonally adjusted trade deficit with China has narrowed to its second smallest since 2009. And in the third quarter of 2025, real American exports grew by 4.1% annual rate and imports fell by around 5%. What does that add up to? Adding, listen to this, about 1% to real GDP growth. In other words, real economic growth. 1% is huge. By the way, November's trade deficit was cut by more than half compared to the same month last year, fueling soaring tariff revenues. That's what happens when you cut trade deals with more than half the world economy. Everyone from the United Kingdom to the European Union, Philippines, Cambodia, Vietnam, Japan, China, Republic of Korea, Indonesia, Malaysia, on and on and on and on. That's the insanely good economic news. Some more insanely good economic news. We're currently at the second, sitting at a 2.5% inflation rate, historically slightly below normal. I don't know what the Democrats are bellyaching about with that. I really don't get it. Joe Biden would have died to have an inflation rate like that. And that's why when Democrats, talking heads and all that, are talking about inflation, you almost never hear them say the actual inflation rate. Because at 2.5%, it's so good for now. Which brings us to the other insane economic news. It's not good. And we haven't seen this, well, anytime recently. We're about to go on a major, major, major money printing binge. Part of that is the Republicans doing what I beg them not to do with the big, beautiful bill. And that's shatter all previous, including Democrat spending records. That's not good. The Republicans had said, well, we could spend like this if we keep growth above 3%. And it was headed to 4.2%, which is astonishing, folks. We don't have years like that. The Democrats figured it out, panicked, and shut down the government to stall some of that, but they weren't able to waylay it much. It came in at 3.5%. Given the momentum Trump has economically, that's fantastic. Or it was. Until this happened. Japan, this was just this week we really began to see coverage of this. Japan, the largest foreign holder of U.S. debt, is dumping treasuries. As their bond yields rise, capital is flowing back to Tokyo. Not good. Right when the U.S. needs buyers the most to pay for the grotesque monstrosity spending-wise. That is the big, beautiful bill. With over $38 trillion in debt and interest payments now exceeding the defense budget, the math no longer works, Zero Hedge writes. Who buys the debt now? The Fed. The buyer of last resort. This is the part that's chilling. The printing press is warming up again. But this time, it's not about stimulus. It's about survival. So we're going to see hardcore printing in the beginning of the year to pay for the big, beautiful bill and to deal with this mess. This is why you just saw the economic terrorist at the Fed lower rates. They've been refusing to do that or dragging their feet about it because they know every 1 percentage point rate lower means a million jobs, and they're trying to stop job creation. Well, they see what Japan did. They see the printing press firing up, and they also know another thing. When you keep rates high, it does tamp down inflation. So Democrats are going with an inflation scare tactic, an inflation argument, and they know we're about to print the hell out of the printing press. That's why they lowered interest rates a little bit to hurt Trump and help the Democrats win the midterms. They're economic arsonists, but folks, this isn't good. And when even E.J. Antoni, the guy Trump tried to appoint to be his head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, but Republicans wouldn't let him through. E.J. Antoni is my bar none favorite economist. When he's warning about the printing that's supposed to start next year heading into the midterms, this isn't good.
Well, I think we need to focus not just on the rate cut, but also what they do with the balance sheet. And I know that that's a much more technical aspect of it here, but we have to be concerned with that because as the Fed grows the balance sheet, which we can expect them to start doing, by the way, in the coming months, the problem there is that it is essentially creating money. In other words, the Fed is running the printing press, and it's very troubling that they might be going back to that because that was a key component to what gave us the massive inflation we saw under the Biden administration. And so that's going to essentially be at loggerheads with the Trump administration's effort to put downward pressure on prices. So we want to focus not just on what they do with their benchmark interest rate, but also what they do with the balance sheet.
If the douchebag Republican leadership in Congress weren't such a bunch of jerks, what they do right now is exactly what Elon Musk begged Trump to do before the two of them broke up. In fact, they broke up over it. Dump $500 million out of that spending package from earlier. In fact, Trump's got an easy way to do it. He already passed one of those rescission bills. Remember the $9 billion for like PBS, NPR, and USAID? There were 10 more bills behind it, totaling $300 to $500 billion. A lot of it waste, fraud, abuse. Yeah, well, those bills need to be rammed through. Folks, we got to cut $500 billion. That's ultimately, again, why Elon Musk and Donald Trump broke up, because Musk knows it's going to be catastrophic if we don't do it. Trump's argument was, I'm going to damn near kill myself making enough trade deals. We'll get to over 3% growth and we'll beat this thing. It's not going to work if Japan keeps dumping these treasuries. And God help us if we have a run of people dumping treasuries. It's stressing me out. I don't know. They could really go either way next year, and it might not be good. But folks, this is a real IQ test for the American people. I will tell you this. We are not going to get to 9% inflation next year, barring, a catastrophe that I can't foresee. We're not. So can the American people remember all the way back, 3.5, 4 years to who gave them the only 9% inflation we've had in my lifetime? Or do they actually seriously think the Democrats will do anything to fix inflation? Are they so stupid as to think that if they put the Democrats back in charge of Congress? I know the Republicans are bad. Look, I just called them douchebags. But the Democrats are a demonic nightmare. If they put the Democrats back in charge, you know what they're going to do? Everything they can to increase inflation ahead of 2028. Everything they can to wreck the economy ahead of 2028 so they can one more time, because they only need one more time, take total power again. Because this time, they're not going to pussyfoot around like they did last time, gradually, incrementally taking totalitarian control of this country. They will roll right in Tiananmen Square style. They learned their lesson. So folks, it's all on the line.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Insane thing number 5. I've been preparing you for this, and now it's here. What happened was the thugs at the Stanford Cyber Policy Center, those are all Obama's censors, the ones who selected the post for deletion, and then the FBI and Department of Homeland Security censored them during the Biden regime. Yeah, Trump threw them out on their ass. So did Marco Rubio. So they dusted off and went to Europe. And we've seen them in recent months, same people meeting with wannabe European censors at the EU and plotting. This is why Obama came out about a month ago and said, yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and censor all social media. He's preparing us for what happened this week, which was the announcement of a $140 million fine against Elon Musk, specifically what the Euroweenies want. And I was really just disappointed this week to see how few on even our side understood what's going on here. They're mad at Elon Musk because he won't turn over the internal data that they need to censor. In other words, for Twitter to violate the Digital Services Act of the EU, Twitter's got to allow the spread of either disinformation or hateful content, which would be anything accurately criticizing immigrants, illegal immigrants, or left-wing politicians. If they can force Musk to turn that over or pay $140 million, and by the way, there's ways they can seize it if he's got any assets in any account anywhere in Europe, or they can seize his assets. If they can seize that data, they can immediately prove he's in violation of the Digital Services Act. They can get that data. They will then turn around and demand censorship. If he does not do it, then they can fine him another $140 million and begin taking 6% of his revenues. By the way, they're now saying they think they're entitled not just to 6% of Twitter's overall revenues, but 6% of Elon Musk's revenues. Now, here's what's terrifying and why they're doing it. Elon Musk has been screaming bloody murder all week about this, cussing and saying he's not going to go along. He did the same thing in Brazil until they, you know, froze $6 million of his assets and threatened to jail two of his executives in Brazil. He knuckled under. He censors those people now. Don't be surprised if he knuckles under to the EU. Because ultimately, if we were to defy all of this and somehow keep his assets from them, guess where we are at that point? He gets locked out of the EU with an iron curtain like the one around China. That'll cost him roughly 20 to 25% of X's revenues and about 17% of his subscribers. Elon Musk is not getting out of this without Trump's help. And I'm afraid Trump is going to be shockingly short-sighted here because X is a competitor of Truth Social. I'm here to tell you, folks, we can't win in 28 without X. We can't. It's how we get our message out. Because even if you're not on X, millions and millions of posts are shared off X. It is the number one news app in this country. Truth Social is nowhere close. It's just where a bunch of people who agree post a few little things. It has no influence. It's fun, but it has no influence. We cannot replace it with Truth Social. It's not going to work. So we can't win 28 without it. It's why we couldn't win 2020. It's also why they got away with election fraud, because we couldn't talk about it. So folks, Trump's going to have to step in and go full bore here. I mean, massive threats of economic retaliation, because what Europe is demanding here is no less than the ability to censor not just Americans, but specifically American political speech and American elections. Literally the ability to come in and say, hey, I don't like what this Republican congressional candidate's saying. Take down all their campaign ads. Yeah, but let the Democrat keep talking. And ultimately, folks, this is Obama and the Democrats making their move to censor the Republicans again, like they did in 2020, but using the EU to do it. It is a three-alarm fire. And I hope the Trump people do more than just revoking a few visas or a few Euro weenies. That's not going to cut it. By the way, this violates the NATO treaty, i.e. we aren't any more responsible for complying with it. I don't know if anybody thought of that. Here's Michael Schellenberger explaining.
Back in October, a pro-censorship activist think tank, the Stanford Cyber Policy Center, hosted a gathering of global censorship officials to censor American social media platforms and American citizens. The Stanford Cyber Policy Center was home to the fake researchers who oversaw the DHS censorship by proxy effort from 2020 to 2022.
Yeah, that's Obama's group, meeting with European officials ahead of the 26 and 28 elections to get the censorship regime back on us. The Democrats are directing all of this. But the problem with the fine is this, as Schellenberger explains.
The EU is now in direct violation of the NATO treaty, under which the U.S. is militarily obligated to defend Europe. The NATO treaty requires member states to have free speech and free and fair elections. France and Germany are actively and illegally preventing political candidates from running for office for ideological reasons, namely their opposition to mass migration. And the Romanian High Court, with the support of the European Commission, nullified election results under the thin and unproven pretext of Russian interference after an anti-mass migration presidential candidate won.
Yeah, a Trump-style candidate won. They said, Russian disinformation, and just nullified the whole election. By the way, they then arrested him, which seems to be the pattern in the rest of the world. It's exactly what they did with Trump, just a slightly different version of it. Whatever the case, this could be a gift here, because Trump clearly wants out of NATO. This could have a silver lining if he uses it correctly. If not, we'll lose in 28 if we're censored. Insane thing number four is the slow, careful walk back of all the lies on the COVID vaccine. The entire mainstream media is doing this week. If you want to see it, it's truly stunning. Articles admitting that the shot causes myocarditis. And by the way, that's the hardening of the heart muscle. If you get myocarditis, 50% are dead within 5 years. Also, it causes cancer and exacerbates cancer, or if you're in remission, brings it back. All admissions shockingly made this week by the mainstream media. Also, it kills children and adults. That also admitted to this week by the mainstream media. I've got a slew of sources from the mainstream media on that. I posted them in the sources section, but you could just put it in and you'll be shocked at the mainstream sources that come up. What is going on here? Why are they admitting this now? Well, they have no choice. And so they've got to tell their sheeple that the sheeple were lied to about. I mean, that shot was a sacrament. It was so much more than just a shot. They lied to their sheeple, and they need to gently let them down so they don't get it like a ton of bricks on them. It could shatter their faith in their masters and cause trouble when they need them to believe other lies. But here's how it started briefly. Leak last week out of the FDA, their top vaccine regulator, admitting in a memo that the vaccine killed children, 10 children. But the sample size of all the children who'd gotten the shot was small. They're saying there are probably many more. That memo wasn't supposed to leak out. It did. Then this week, the FDA admitted that they're going to begin looking at adult deaths. To give you some idea right now, the FDA in that announcement said there's 38,000 adult deaths from the shot. Just to give you some idea, that's in VAERS, the government's shot incident tracking software. In 40 years, that is more deaths than from every other shot combined. And it's not even close. But the problem is that only 2 to 10% of deaths are reported to VAERS. And in this case, since doctors were so brainwashed, no, COVID doesn't kill anyone, the FBI's censors insisted, and the CDC insisted, COVID doesn't kill anyone, they're probably closer to the 2% range than the 10% range. In other words, the death toll here is monster-sized. To watch them all casually walk back everything they've ever told us and admit these shots are deadly is shocking. Now, you know that if you listen to me, because studies confirming all of this, including a 35% increase in cancer just the year after you take the shot, it goes up after that. To what, they don't know. They're saying they have to follow up. Well, that was a South Korean study. There have been similar studies on myocarditis and death from this shot out of everywhere from Finland to South Korea to Taiwan. They're very good studies, but they've largely been blacked out in America. This is the American media beginning to admit the kill. That's bad. The long-term health implications are a disaster. But the good news is this. The same evil pharmaceutical companies currently have 5 other mRNA shots in development. People have figured out the COVID shot is bad, but they trust the flu shot. So they figured they'd make an mRNA flu shot and get a kill going for another couple of years and billions of dollars of profit. So of the 5 shots, 1 of the mRNA shots, hilariously, is supposedly to combat cancer. That must be some sort of sick joke. The other 4 are for the flu and RSV. If we can get this out, no one will ever have to take those shots. But we need people to understand it's not the COVID part, or just the COVID part of the shot that kills. It's the mRNA part. That's why they're shifting it into RSV and flu shots, because people are used to those being okay. So we can still save thousands, if not millions, of lives if we can stop the approval of these shots, all of which are in trial. So at least that's good. We can save more lives, because folks, who gets RSV shots? Kids. Who gets flu shots? The elderly. This would be a well-rounded kill if they can pull it off. I hate to talk in those terms, but these people are profoundly evil. And the world will know how evil in the coming years. It's going to shock the conscience. Folks, this will be talked about for a century once we get the numbers they killed and maimed. So it's good that it's coming out now and, you know, not when they start putting these into people's arms. But folks, the other thing you saw this week that's related to this, do you see the Democrats file articles of impeachment against RFK for denying science? Yeah, pharma bought and paid for that. And that's to muddy the waters, to confuse the issue. I don't know if it's going to help at this point. I think that ball's already rolling down the hill. Again, as long as the FDA is serious about getting the rest of the child death numbers and now investigating the adult death numbers, it's over. At least it will be. Insane thing number 3. Trump went to war with Iran and the Democrats. But then I repeat myself. That's what he was doing when you saw him use the military, Department of Homeland Security, FBI, to pull over that oil tanker in violation of sanctions passed by Congress. The Democrats during the Biden era completely ignored those tankers and let them haul all the oil they want from Venezuela over to Iran. Why? Because the Democrats get a cut of it. The Democrats had effectively merged with the Iranian mullahs and Iran, as you remember, John Kirby, spokesperson for Joe Biden, admitted Iran was funding the street protests by the Democrats, the violent ones, against the Jews. That is, by the way, illegal, seeing as Iran is a designated state sponsor of terror, but they're Democrats and they don't care. Here's that clip by John Kirby. Just, I know this seems unbelievable that Biden administration would admit to the fact that their street protests were funded by Iran, but they are. Why, by the way, before I play this clip by Kirby, why would Iran fund Democrat street protests? Easy. Joe Biden unfroze $300 billion in illicit oil profits, the kind that were being made by that tanker. By the way, that tanker has violated those sanctions for years and years and years, that specific tanker. So this is Trump very much going to war with the Democrat funding nexus, as it is going to war with Venezuela and Iran. Everything he's doing in the hemisphere is about that, about separating the Democrats from the terror groups, from our enemies with whom they are merging, most specifically the cartels, Venezuela and Iran. Oh, and China. Here's Kirby admitting that Iran is a significant source of street thug funds, street activism funds for the Democrats.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully funded by Iran.
By the way, remember what we learned earlier this year about who was funding the LA street thuggery against ICE? China. Yeah, China and Iran on our streets. That is what Trump is fighting, and his fight in the money trail led all the way back to Venezuela and now Iran. It's all connected. So again, when you see 25% of our naval assets and thousands of Marines deployed in the Caribbean, Trump is trying to wrest control of the Democrat Party forcibly back from the hands of our enemies. Insane thing number two. It's all becoming clear, folks. We've made so much progress in recent months in untangling the fraud that allows the illegal immigrant nation to stay. I've been doing the math for a long time. You cannot import 12 million illegal immigrants, 4 million immigrants on visas over the period of the Biden administration, plus 13 million more visa overstays, and think they're going to work. Yeah, I know there's some jobs Americans don't want to do, but not that many, especially not when we have had, we found out later after the jobs numbers adjustments, entire quarters of the Biden administration where we didn't net create any new jobs, not for Americans, not for them. And folks, even during the months where we created an average of 115 to 150,000 jobs, that's barely enough for America, not for 30 million more people. So the Democrats had a problem. They've got to feed them. They've got to clothe them. They've got to house them. And they've got to provide them with medical care. You can't dump them all on SNAP benefits and Medicaid and think no one will notice. You got to scatter them around. That requires fraud. So as I've been telling you, the Democrats turned the fraud controls on virtually everything down to zero. That's what the Somali immigrants were taking advantage of in Minnesota. But they also did it for Obamacare. Remember Oz telling us he'd found, Dr. Oz, $1 billion in Medicaid fraud across just six states? Yeah, that was 3 weeks ago. Remember the head of the USDA under Trump telling us we found 700,000 illegal immigrants and fraudulent accounts and undid them? Yep, all in the last month. What is $1 billion in Somali fraud, really? Well, that's the autism scam. Yeah, but how did it work? Well, 1 in 16 Somali kids in Minnesota was diagnosed with autism, and each family per kid got $500 to $1,500 a month. See, that's what this was really about. They had to spread around the fraud with the welfare benefits to support the 25 million. That's a lot of people. And we just found a massive chunk of it this week. And you know what's crazy, folks? The only people defrauding the American taxpayer more than the Somali immigrants would be the American healthcare companies. Here's what happened. And, you know, insane thing number two is the size of the Obamacare fraud here. 35% of the policies that the federal government paid on were fraudulent. Here's why. They turned the fraud controls down to zero. So if you're an insurance agent, all you have to turn into the federal government is a name and a birth date. Many of these people didn't even realize they were on Obamacare. The reason they did that, of course, was so they could sign up the illegal immigrants. Well, how many fraudulent policies did they find this week? It was announced by Medicaid and Medicare Director Dr. Oz, 4.4 million. Wow. Also, plus another 1.6 million who had the names had anyway, policies under Medicaid and Obamacare. I guarantee you those are illegal immigrants who were using the same name twice. So one illegal, Jose, uses it over here for Medicaid. The other illegal uses the American name and birth date for Obamacare. That's 6 million fraudulent policies the government was paying for. That's astonishing. Here's Dr. Oz explaining.
The problem here is that you, the American taxpayer, are footing the bill for all of this fraud in the form of tax subsidies. Under President Trump and Secretary Kennedy, we are not sitting idly by. We've uncovered 4.4 million improper enrollments, including roughly 1.6 million individuals who were enrolled in both Medicaid and an Obamacare plan in 2024, which taxpayers, by the way, are footing the bill in both of these cases. You get double insurance. You're not paying for either. We've already started cleaning up the system by removing about 1 million people from Obamacare who are or should be covered somewhere else. This alone is going to save taxpayers billions in waste. In fact, the very first rule we announced in this administration was our marketplace integrity and affordability rule, which would have, and I'm listing it out, enforced common sense income verification checks, made sure people who were enrolled knew they were enrolled, and blocked illegal immigrants from accessing taxpayer-funded care. But here's the bonus of it all. Our rule would have lowered premiums across the board for Americans by an average of 5%. That's a lot of money. Now, we're on track, doing fine, until Blue Cities brought a politically motivated lawsuit against us, tying up this important rule in litigation. I want to applaud Congress for at least giving us some additional tools through the Working Families Tax Cut legislation that will enable us to bolster verification in future years. Meanwhile, we're continuing to fight every day to clean up the Obamacare problems. And as this report rightly points out, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Insane thing number one is good news. If you ask me, could Trump deport 2.5 million illegals in his entire four-year term? I would have told you probably not. It's probably not going to happen. Well, he's done it. We now have releases at the border, which at times some months got as high as 250,000 under Joe Biden, now at zero. Incredible, right? And 2.5 million deported already by Trump. 600,000 seized and forcibly deported, whereas, 1.9 million left on their own. That number is going to dramatically accelerate next year as we cut these people off from sources of food, medical care, and sustenance. These numbers are going to get massive. That's why this week you just saw the Trump administration buy a fleet of planes to supplement the charter planes they're already deporting them out on. You're going to need a much bigger operation to continue at the pace that they're going. It really is astonishing and amazing. One of those we picked up this week is the number one most insane thing this week. Now, after hearing the rest of this podcast, you think, how insane could this get? Oh my gosh. This week in Nebraska, the FBI picked up a guy. Remember how I told you that the world's most dangerous, most wanted criminals would simply flee their home countries into the waiting arms of the Democrats, that we would become a world magnet for the worst criminals? This, folks, is a textbook case. The son of the president of Honduras was assassinated by an MS-13 gang kill squad. The leader of that kill squad killed him as he was leaving a club along with three of his friends. The guy, Gerson Cuadra Soto, was, of course, very much wanted by Honduras. Well, they picked him up and put him in jail awaiting trial on four homicides. Gerson Amir Cuadra Soto, who goes by Fantasma, wasn't having it. So he paid somebody to break him out of jail and came where? Into the loving arms of the Democrats. Where else would you go? He shows up, folks, at the border. He's not a gotaway. He turns himself in. That's how far and wide the Democrats' reputation for letting literally anyone into the country has spread. So what does he do? He relocates to California, right? Where, you know, an environment he obviously feels comfortable. It's lawless. But that's not the craziest part. No, no. The craziest part is he got a driver's license in California in his own name. He did not even hide his name, despite being wanted by Interpol for the four homicides. By the way, the guy goes by Phantasma, and I'm sure he would have been a fantastic Democrat voter, but he's gone now. Folks, guys like this will be right back over that border if we don't win in 28 and keep control of Congress in 26. We can do this, but we have to maintain control, or we will live in total hell. You know how Donald Trump calls a lot of places third world hellholes? Yeah. Well, you want some super concentrated hellhole? Import the worst of the worst of the worst and concentrate them in blue areas. It'll be like nothing you've ever seen. Or we could just do whatever it takes to win in 26 and 28 and skip that whole part. Have a great rest of the weekend.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.